In today's episode, we are actually going to be talking about how to show up on social media in a very authentic way. Because let's face it, how many of you are tired of seeing the same style content, the same type of profile over and over and over and over and over again? It's getting old. And in fact, most of these accounts aren't even growing as big as we'd expect, because it's just a snag and repeat process. Let's learn to be authentic again on social media. If you're struggling to convert with your audience and get better engagement, then this episode is definitely for you. So let's tune in. In a world where female entrepreneurs are striving to defy the odds, we are here to share real conversion-producing marketing strategies that make a difference. Our mission? To help you, the passionate female entrepreneur, rise above the status quo and achieve the million-dollar dream. On She Converts, every episode is a treasure trove of actionable marketing strategies that you can implement right into your business. Whether you're seeking insight into website optimization, brand positioning, creating a sellable offer suite, content creation, or anything else related to scaling your business, we've got you covered. Dive deep with us as we share stories, unveil tactics, and craft a journey for women in business to thrive. Together, let's challenge the norm, smash barriers, and rewrite the narrative. This is She Converts, where we equip you with strategies to change the game. Let's change it together. Hello, hello, everyone. It is getting super sunny in my place. If you're tuning in and watching this episode via YouTube, you will see that because holy sun behind me. Gotta love it. Hello. Let's dive into today's episode. I'm not even going to do an intro because this is something that has been driving me nuts recently and definitely something that I even fell for. So I want to talk about it. And the whole title is Dress to Impress Yourself. Dress to impress yourself, no one else other than yourself. And when I say that, I mean create your own brand. Dress to impress only yourself. And when it comes time to posting on social media and building your brand and business on social media, your engagement, your connection with your audience will be so much more, okay? And this is what I wanna talk about. So today's episode is all about essentially showing up in a more authentic way on social media, because I don't know if y'all seen, but like, I feel like every new profile these days is the same as the last 50 profiles that the algorithm has been giving me, right? It's like I like one reel and then all of a sudden there's 50 profiles that have the same reel, only different music. And I am like, where is authentic Instagram these days? Okay, so this is what I want to talk about, especially if you're struggling with growing on Instagram and creating engagement on Instagram, right? Because I'm hoping at this point you know numbers don't mean anything on Instagram if you're a business owner and you ain't getting conversions, okay? Your numbers don't mean crap. And when I mean conversions, I mean something as simple as growing your email list. If you have 50,000 followers, I'm fixing my hair, but if you have 50,000 followers on Instagram and you have like 100 emails, something's off. Whether you might not be asking for the email enough, or you've really not grown your business on Instagram well. And that's what I want to talk about, because if you keep up with this copy and paste strategy, as I call it, then it's not going to get you anywhere, right? You have to still have that authenticity and respect on Instagram if you want people to actually convert. Because why are we growing accounts for our business just to grow an account, just for the numbers, right? Because if you're growing an account on Instagram and you're not getting people to give you their email and or buy from you, then I don't know why you're growing an account for your business. You're pretty much just growing a personal account to make you feel good. Yes, I said it. That's the cold hard truth. Because it is. Because if you are spending that much time on Instagram to be able to grow 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100,000 followers plus, but it is not doing anything for your business, then either disconnect and just go after a personal Instagram, post what you want, don't expect conversions, or you need to change your strategy. And I bet those who are growing with just the numbers, I guarantee y'all are copy and pasting, meaning you're seeing other people create specific style content and you're like, oh, well, because they just had 200,000 views, I'm gonna do the same thing and hopefully get that many views. But if you look at it, if you go to a reel and you look at the original person, the first person that created that video, 9 times out of 10, they have the highest view count out of all of the other people who have mimicked them. Why is this? Because Instagram loves authenticity. It is a creator's app. It wants you to be authentic and to create a unique thing on Instagram. Because Instagram knows this is what converts and what will drive more people to the platform. And that's what they're after. They just want to drive people to the platform to stay on the platform 24/7, all the time, every single day, right? So those of original content tend to explode or go viral more than those who are just trying to copy and paste their strategy, okay? Now, sometimes though, people confuse building a personal brand on Instagram versus building a business brand on Instagram. And I fell for this trap too, okay? I don't know if you've noticed, but obviously I've started this company with Karen Lewis Consulting. We are the Done For You agency. I know you've heard this a bunch of times, but we actually rebranded in October because I wanted to differentiate myself from the agency. And I realized that the content I was posting on Instagram was pushing the agency, but it was a personal brand account, right? So when I made this realization, I was like, okay, we're going to split the two. So I have she.converts is our Instagram page for the agency. Go give it a follow, give it some love. It is information about, essentially it's more driven for coaches because that's predominantly who we work with in the agency. So it's about creating offer suites, automation, online courses, running ads, tech, all that kind of stuff. She.converts, right? So go over there and look at the style writing there versus I just rebranded myself and brought my Instagram back to a personal brand, which is the Caroline Lewis. So go give me some love if you're not already following me on Instagram. But you're gonna notice with the blue, this is why I'm wearing this because it's brand, that the brand is totally different, total different style, colors, brand messaging than my business. And you have to, in this day and age, you have to split the two apart. And that's gonna be hard for some people, okay? If you are a business owner and you're creating an Instagram for your business, then you should not be so caught up with trending audios and dancing and showing your face and being more involved on Instagram because it's a business. So your content should be very business focused because you're growing that to only get people to say, hey, I want to work with your business. Versus if you're growing a personal brand, you can essentially talk about whatever you want, but it still needs to be strategic because if you're doing it correctly, you're growing a personal brand to essentially either bring traffic into the business or bring your own traffic and own means of income into the personal brand, whether that's public speaking, brand endorsements, or collaborations. That's typically what a personal brand is set up to do. Total different content. Personal branding is more personal, right? So you do show your face more. You do more trending audios and stuff like that if it matches your brand. But you want to be very brand specific. the style that you want to come across on social media, which is why I'm saying dress to impress yourself, right? So you don't have to dress to impress others. You only have to dress to impress yourself. Meaning if you are trying to grow a personal brand, then pick your style, pick your brand and stick to it. Okay. If you want to be in hiking stuff all the time and you want to be this like hiking influencer, then just wear hiking clothes and take stuff outside. If you are going with the more elite look, like I have decided I wanted to go with, then dress more professional, right? If you want that more laid back work from home look, then wear sweatpants. It doesn't matter, but you want to dress to impress yourself, meaning create that brand that makes you feel good so that you're excited to post all the time, because that's what the algorithm wants you to do. It wants you to post multiple times a day, which takes a lot of energy. Versus the business, hopefully you have a business brand. Don't ever mix the two together. It confuses people and you actually don't get as much engagement as you want, right? So the business has essentially, I don't know, 2 to 3 pillars that it teaches anyways. And that is what you're going to talk about on the business side of things. And you're going to make sure that the business is branded so that the business is known for this specific look, style, and writing across social media. But what I haven't said is go and copy and paste others, because it does not work. Trust me, I've tried. We've tried so many different styles on SheConverts. I also started that brand, but also that account so that I can test different things. And we have been testing all kinds of similar, what I would say, copy and paste strategies of other accounts, thinking if they can do it, we can do it, right? But it doesn't work because the reels, and we're pretty much posting reels on that page, but the reels that convert the most on that page are the more personal style reels that have like value information coming from the heart instead of like copy and paste strategies from like ChatGPT, right? And the styling that converts over there is, it converts more when we create it ourselves versus we go and look at a video and we say, I want to create something like that, right? So more original content is working on the SheConverts brand, okay? So I think a lot of times what I see and what happens a lot of times is you get someone who blows up on social media, but you don't actually know their numbers, right? Like you don't know how much they're making. Someone could say, I have 500,000 followers on Instagram. If you ask them how much revenue is that bringing into your business and they pause or cannot give you an answer quickly, then those 500,000 people are not converting. It's not their audience and they're doing something way wrong, right? Because like I said before, if you want to just be on social media to get a high following and you love that boost of endorphins that you get when people like your post and it goes viral, but you don't want conversions out of it, then by all means, go have like a personal page, not even a brand, just a personal page, because you can post whatever you want to post. You can essentially take any trending reel and just re-mimic it and see if it goes viral. But if you are like me and you're only on Instagram to grow a business, then you have to make sure your account converts. Otherwise, you're wasting so much energy, right? And typically, your account is not converting because you're not creating authentic content. You're just looking at what others are doing online and you're just mimicking that. But that does not work because Instagram is a creator's app and it rewards authenticity. So if you're not showing up with authenticity, then it's not going to push you. It's not going to push your algorithm. And you're going to lack sales, okay? So I really want you to ask yourself, how do I show up more authentic on Instagram? How do I dress to impress myself? Not anyone else. Don't worry about them. Don't worry about this post is going to go viral or it's going to bring me in so many sales. pulsed to post out of authenticity and what feels good to you. Same with the messaging, the style, the look. Don't just go to ChatGPT all the time. Maybe you can utilize chat for brainstorming, but when it comes down to actually writing your captions, write from the heart. And if you like really suck at writing, I don't believe that. I honestly think anyone can write well if they're writing in an authentic way, right? If you're writing for a specific template or article or something like that, that's totally different and it's a skill that needs to be learned. But if you are writing in your authentic voice, I honestly think it should come natural. However, most of us struggle with this so much. Guess what? It comes back down to confidence. It really does. It comes back down to the lack of confidence you either have in yourself or in your business or both, right? Because if you cannot post on social media and say what you want to say and tie that into your offer, then there's something in your gut that's telling you this is out of an alignment and you're actually not confident in it. So I need you to go back through all of the steps, reimagine what your offer should really be like, how it should feel. And if you have to completely change your offer, then by all means, completely change your offer. But you need to make sure that you're posting on Instagram in an authentic way that's on brand to either the business or your personal brand. And you need it to also really voice what you're thinking, because that is what's going to grab the audience that you want. And when you develop an account with an audience that you want because of the type of content that you're posting, that's when conversions will happen, okay? And you can go back and listen to one or two episodes past where I think it was the last episode on selling, and I did give some strategies on, you know, why you're not feeling confident selling your offer or you're promoting your business on Instagram. So go back and listen to that episode. But just know that when you are in alignment and you do have this internal, external confidence, then you're able to create authentic content on social media so that it does convert and you're not having to copy and paste what others are doing. And it will actually come more natural. It doesn't feel like a headache. And because of that, you're actually able to post multiple times a day and you're waking up excited to batch content and have a content day. You're gonna feel good about it. You're really excited to block 2 hours to just write for Instagram because y'all should be doing this. It's something that will just come naturally and you, trust me, you will feel so much better. So much better about yourself and about your business, because this style of writing converts, right? If you go back through my own personal branded Instagram, the Caroline Lewis, I did archive a lot of posts to prep for the rebrand. But if you look, there's a line that has this blue, and actually this look is like in some of my pictures. But it has this branded blue, like a off-white and black, right? Those are my personal brand, my new personal brand colors. But you're gonna see a line. Everything above that is the new personal brand, right? And I explain all of it. So the first three, you're gonna see those three posts across, and then everything else after or before that, that's all like, I don't know what I was doing, okay? But now the branded content above, go look at it. Look at the type of engagement that I'm actually getting. It's very good. And in fact, obviously y'all can't see insights. I can see insights and I am getting more non-followers to pay attention to my content than followers, which I was not expecting, but obviously that's what I was wanting. And since I've made this switch, which I just did this, I mean, I'm recording this on today's February 26th, and I just switch the brand. I think it was Friday the 23rd, maybe, or maybe it was Thursday the 22nd. Either way, it was literally like within a couple of days. I've had more followers, more messages, and unexpected sales calls just because I'm in alignment and I'm being authentic on Instagram. And you can definitely see the difference, because if you go, and that's why I wanted to do it, because obviously it's a case study for myself, but because it feels good, so it comes more naturally, so I'm able to post more often. I think I'm posting like, my goal is 1 to 3 times a day, right? I don't know if Sunday I posted twice, but anyways, you're gonna see the bar essentially, because I wanted to make that very apparent. You're gonna see underneath that is all random content, trending content. Didn't really do that well. And you're gonna see that versus new branded content. So if you wanna follow along with my journey, obviously I'm gonna continue updating you with the success that I'm getting on that page. And my goal is to grow that to 20,000 followers this year in 2024, completely organically. So if this strategy is working for me, and I know it works because I've had friends who've grown their accounts to insane numbers by totally being authentic. So I know there's a strategy around that, and I know that it works, and I know Instagram really appreciates this, right? So go follow along with my journey, and I really hope that this episode encourages you to stop copy and pasting on Instagram. Dress to impress yourself and make sure that you're in fully alignment with your brand, whether that is your personal brand or your business's brand. But I want you to make sure that it feels good to you and you stay on brand with your messaging, your style of writing, your style, your tone of voice, your brand colors, all that kind of stuff, right? And I want you to show up more authentic on social media. Let me know if it works. I know it will. I can't wait to see your success, and I can't wait to see you all send me DMs saying, oh my gosh, I listened to your episode and I took your advice, and here we are a month later and I've been able to double my income in my business, because that's essentially what it'll be able to do. So I can't wait for your success. Tune in next week as we drop another episode. But in the meantime, thank you so much for tuning in, and I will talk to you soon. See ya. Thank you for listening to another episode of She Converts, Marketing with Carolyn Lewis. To help more women thrive in business, make sure you rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. To become an exclusive She Converts podcast member, check out our website at www.sheconvertsmarketing.com. Until next time, keep putting in the work and trust in yourself to grow your business. Let's beat the status quo and empower women to build their empires. Let's continue to change it together.